Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people into the U.S.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
The U.S. Justice Department will appeal the federal judge's ruling about the travel ban. Demonstrators took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as other countries' cities there, too. This is one of the protesters who was out in front of the U.S. Embassy in London. Meantime, President Trump continues to have phone conversations with world leaders.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
That is a protester outside of the U.S. Embassy in London. President Trump took to the phone again on Saturday to talk with world leaders, this time with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.